All right, this is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is 10-2-22. The title of this is Our Red Sea Moment. Now I want to go to Jeremiah first, read you a scripture, and then we'll... As with most of the words the Lord gives me, I'll always like to have scripture with it. Because the thing that I see a lot of prophets give their words, but there's no words to tell what they're talking about. I think it's helpful. So I just, that's what I've always done. All right, Jeremiah 31. We're going to start with verse 31. This is called our Red Sea Moment. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel, with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was an husband unto them, saith the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. All right, just as in Egypt at the Red Sea, I took out the deep state. Yes, the deep state. They have been around since the garden, even before one-third of the angels rebelled and fell and were kicked out of heaven. This was before the time of Adam. I'm doing it again, what I did in Egypt. The deep state was completely taken out. I strategically planned it that way. When my people were free and clear, I goaded Pharaoh so that he came after my people. Complete annihilation happened that day. I have another strategy planned operation going on right now, and it will be as I have planned it to be. All right, we're going to look at that situation with Pharaoh. If it had sat tight, he'd have been okay. This is Exodus chapter 14. He didn't want to just ruin everything they had. He wanted them gone. There was an easier way out of Egypt, but he took them away that was not so easy. All right, Exodus 14:1. The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speaking to the children of Israel, that they turn and encamp by Pihahiroth between Migdol and the sea over against Baal Shephon. Before shall ye encamp by the sea, for Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land. Did you catch that? For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land, in the wilderness has shut them in. Oh, they're sitting ducks. I can't let this ride. I have to. Oh, it's just too good. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart that he follow after them. And I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord, and they did so. And it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants was turned against the people. And they said, why have you done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? And he made ready his chariot and took his people with him. And he took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt and captains over every one of them, all the leadership, all the military, all their weapons, all their chariots. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel, and the children of Israel went out with a high hand. And the Egyptians pursued after them all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them encamping by the sea beside Pihahiroth before Baal Shephon. And when Pharaoh was nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord, and they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than when we should die in the wilderness. Now you see why they want everybody awake. Because you got these others that aren't awake, that are coming out and they're saying, they're making a mess. They're griping, complaining, they're nothing but a problem. Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and he shall hold your peace. In other words, shut up and march. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. But lift up thy rod and stretch out thine hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I beheld, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. Now I will get me honor upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. You would have thought they'd learned their lesson. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh with his chariots and his horsemen. And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them, and the pillar of cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel, and it was a cloud and darkness to them. But it gave light by night to these, so that no one came near the other all the night. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong west or strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them in the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels, that they drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thine hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots, and upon their horsemen. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it. And the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea, and the waters returned and covered the chariots, the horsemen, and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. And the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. Who's Israel today? Our Red Sea moment. They're going to run and hide in their elaborate bunkers, but they won't be able to hide from me. This is Revelation chapter 6. Verse 12. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell into the earth, and even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind, and the heaven departed as a scroll. That's the firmament. When it rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places, and the kings of the earth, and the great men, the rich men, the chief captains, the mighty men, and every bondman and every freeman hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Hold on. It's coming. There will be a return to the Nuremberg trials. You've already been hearing about Nuremberg 2.0. They will not get away with anything that they have done. They have had many chances to repent and turn from their evil ways, but some have refused. The axe is ready to fall. They are out of time. Don't rejoice over this, but don't feel bad for them, for they would not bat an eyelash to kill, steal from you. This is what they've been doing to you all your life. They will receive swift justice. Kind of like President Trump always talks about G, asking G with that huge continent, how many, I forget how many the population is, it's massive, in China. He said, we don't have a drug problem, we have swift trial. Well, that means they arrest you, they accuse you, and then they kill you. He said, any of the nations that have this policy don't have a drug problem. That's what needs to happen here. They've been talking about, especially Halloween, they're bringing fentanyl across the border and they've got it disguised in Skittles and all these kids' candy. Yeah. President Trump's calling for the death penalty for all drug traffickers and human traffickers. He said a drug trafficker will kill usually 500 people in his lifetime. Yeah, bad stuff. All right, they've had many chances. Just keep a humble attitude as you see these days start to unveil themselves. You will observe the total dismantling going on all around you. Comfort those that don't know what is going on. It will be over soon and the reconstruction of America and the nations of the world will begin. They'll build them in my image. Make America great again, etc. Okay. This isn't a very long word here. I encourage you not to be afraid of what you see or hear, for I am in full control. I am doing what I said at the beginning of this several years ago, what he said to me. I'm cleaning out the closets. I'm going to thoroughly purge my threshing floors. Jesus made that statement. This is Matthew. Chapter 3. Verse 1 says, and in those days John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. And when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance, and think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father, for I say unto you, that God is able to, of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid into the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. His fan is in his hand. He will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Okay, purge there means to cleanse perfectly. The evil must be purged before the good can come. Keep this in mind when you get impatient and want everything right now. It did not get here overnight. I hold many in my body responsible for this. Let me read that again. It did not get here overnight. I will hold many in my body responsible for this. I'm not mocked, and there will be a reckoning day. I put my people in charge, and they have not done what I ask of them. Okay, I'm going to read some more scriptures here. 1 Peter 4. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall be the end? What shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator. Okay, go with me now to Matthew. Matthew 7. Gotta have a drink. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, and neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore by their fruit ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and thy name have cast out devils? In thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. The rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass. Okay, that's it. That's all I wanted to read. All right. Now turn to Mark 7. Those that are walking where they should have nothing to fear. Those who are not, be very afraid. That's all I can say. All right, Mark 7:1. Then came together unto him the Pharisees and certain of the scribes which came from Jerusalem. And when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, that is to say, with unwashing hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands oft, eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the market, except they wash, they eat not. And many other things there be, which they have received to hold, as the washing of cups and pots, brazen vessels, and of tables. Then the Pharisees and scribes ask him, Why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashing hands? And he answered and said unto them, Well hath Esaias prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups and many other such things, or such like things ye do. And he said unto them, Full well ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your tradition. And he goes on to talk about those, but we're not going to do that. All right. All right, Jesus said here, finishing up, I said to follow me, not traditions of men. I will hear no excuses of why they have not followed me. For those that have followed my voice, the best is yet to come. Okay.